I'm Billy Reeves. Welcome back to K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast. A look back to the Prog Magazine Awards night, which was a few weeks back. What a night we had at Kew Gardens for the inaugural Prog Awards. We'll hear from excited winners Anathema and Stephen Wilson shortly after they've received their awards, and from Prog Magazine's editor Jerry Ewing, the man behind the event. First up, though, we were delighted that our dear friends Gaspacho were nominated in the New Blood category. Here's evidence of their work. Gaspacho from the K-Scope album March of Ghosts. Here's What Did I Do?
Sure you'll understand someday.
They are Gaspacho. That's What Did I Do from March of Ghosts. Nominated in the Prog Awards New Blood category, the album was released earlier this year. K-Scope recently released a deluxe 2-CD edition of their 2007 album, Night, and Gaspacho are currently readying a new album for release in the new year. Here now, one of my favourite bits of audio from the whole year. It's the band that won the Prog Magazine Best Live Event Award, Anathema. Here's Danny and Vincent at the Prog Awards, at Kew Gardens.
Hello, Billy!
Have you enjoyed yourself? Congratulations. Must be great to win the live. That's the top award,
yeah,
isn't it?
Made up. First time we've ever done anything like this, and I know that everybody in the band is thrilled, and I am too. I'm just keeping it all in. But they're all knocked out, the rest of the band, and it's great.
And a strange show to win it for, because it was, you know, it's not your norm, wasn't your normal thing. It was quite an adventurous night.
Union Chapel and Coco, for, like, I think, obviously, the two sides of the coin has helped us in some way.
Yeah, to win it. Yeah.
But to be acknowledged for a good live band is really what it's all about for me, because we started off as a live band when we were kids. We wanted to play live. That's why we wanted to do it. To be acknowledged for playing well live in the studio, you know, you can get away with so much, you know, you can, you know, there's so much jiggery pokery you can do in the studio.
But a word about Jerry Ewing. I don't want to be, obviously one could be the devil's advocate, about one should be the devil's advocate about these things, but I mean, Jerry Ewing and tonight, what can you say?
Yeah, it's marvellous. Well, he's probably the most significant journalist in our career that we've ever had. He's supported us, he's backed us, and he's a very genuine guy. And I like that about him. And this has all been spectacular. We've loved it.
Not just him, but the whole prog team. A part of a new movement, you know. And I really believe this will continue. Like a lot of people said tonight, that it's been a long time coming that a lot of people here are acknowledged, you know, for what they're doing. And I guess that, you know, like when people champion progressive music, as K-Scope do, as Prog Magazine do.
It's about record labels letting people get on with it, let them do what they do best, let musicians do what they do best.
Yeah.
And that's important to us, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly, that's what we got with K-Scope, you know. And with Jerry, he's done everybody proud tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And himself proud,
yeah,
I think.
Very much.
Well, lads, many, many, many congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
Why I should feel the same. Something I cannot say, something I cannot say, something I can't explain. I feel you outside, at the edge of my life. Why I should follow my heart? Why I should follow my heart? Why I should fall apart? Why I should follow my dreams? Why I should follow my dreams? Why I should be to my life. I see you walk by at the edge of my side. I had to let you go to the setting sun. I had to let you go and find a way back home. I had to let you go to the setting sun. I had to let you go and find a way back home. Thank you.
to let you go to the setting sun.
Anathema, that's Untouchable Part 2 from the album Weather Systems. Anathema not only won Best Live Event at the inaugural Prog Magazine Awards, but were also nominated for Album of the Year and have been on tour this year with Opeth, a triumphant 2012 for Anathema. Stephen Wilson was, of course, nominated in several categories at the Prog Awards. He took home the Guiding Light Award. Here's Stephen and the magazine's founder and editor, Jerry Ewing, at the Prog Awards at Kew.
Thank you, Stephen. That's all right, mate. Thank you very much. Have you enjoyed this evening?
It's been fun, yeah. It's been a lot of fun, yeah. It's always more fun when you get something to take home at the end of the evening too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's been great, yeah.
You made it very clear in your speech that you wanted to thank all the people that you've worked with.
Yes.
Tell us about some of those people.
Well, I think I can pretty much safely say that I've never really had a bad experience in collaborating. It's always been a pleasure, you know, because I've always been working with people that I actually genuinely adore their music and I respect them. So even when they're like can be, you know, a little bit difficult, a little bit prickly customers, I can usually, flatter them.
Right.
Flatter them
That's
enough
the trick,
that they trust
it?
Me, yes.
Right.
No, I've loved working, particularly Robert Fripp on the King Crimson catalogue. Mm. It's been extraordinary because for me, there were three bands when I was a kid. There was Pink Floyd, mm. Tangerine Dream and King Crimson. Mm. And so to actually be able to go inside, that's just extraordinary.
Well, Jerry Ewing, many, many, many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How have you felt? It's gone tonight.
It was great, and it was great until Stephen said no one from Jethro Tull was in the room. Because he's now shaking hands with Martin Barr, the guitar player.
It's Martin!
Hi, Martin.
I had no idea.
Who have you got to thank, though?
John O'Sullivan and Becky and their team for putting this on. Chris Singham, my publisher, for actually having the faith in the magazine. Yeah. Future Publishing for having faith in Chris. And the musicians for making the music for the reason we're here in the first place.
One final question. I've got to ask you, obviously, about the K-Scope artists tonight. Very chuffed to see Stephen Wilson here in the war. But I know you and I have got a little soft spot in our heart for Anathema.
Very much. Yeah. They're one of my favourite bands. Everyone knows that. I love them all as people. I've just got to say, Lee tonight was terrific. Up on stage, holding that award up like she'd won the FA Cup. You've got to love that girl.
Did I say it went very well?
Over the moon. Over the moon.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, from start to finish, just terrific.
mouth is driving me into distraction. You talk too much. Well, every story needs to have an ending. We might as well give up all this pretending and clear the air.
Raider 2 from the Grace for Drowning album. That tune was nominated in the Best Anthem category at the Prog Awards. Stephen and K-Scope were also nominated for Stephen's deluxe edition of the parent album Grace for Drowning in the Grand Design category. There is a major Stephen Wilson tour coming up next year. Starts in March. Tickets are on sale now. I'm looking forward to the Royal Festival Hall show here in London on the South Bank. Stephen's been in LA with his band recently, recording a new solo album, which is to be entitled The Raven That Refused to Sing. Also out now on K-Scope, of course, is Porcupine Tree's Octane Twisted live album. The deluxe edition with bonus DVD is available via kscopemusic.com/store. Now, some notices for you. The next K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast, will be a roundup of the year, including some of my favourite interviews. They're a great bunch, the bands on the label. I've enjoyed speaking to them. Going to be playing a lot of our favourite music that's been released in 2012 on K-Scope, but we want your favourite. Please Facebook or tweet us your favourite K-Scope track of 2012 via facebook.com/kscopemusic, or we're on Twitter at kscopemusic. Plus, the Pineapple Thief are currently on tour through Holland and France. Catch them if you can. I saw them in London earlier this year. Absolutely brilliant. And whilst we're on the subject of awards, Prog Magazine wants your votes for the end-of-year readers poll. And of course, I'd love our friends signed to K-Scope to pick up some gongs. Go to progrockmag.com to vote. Now, we'll end with something new. The return of No Sound. K-Scope recently released the new No Sound 3-track EP of new material entitled At the Pier. Mainstay Giancarlo Erra is joined by Chris Maitland, formerly of Porcupine Tree, on drums, and there'll be a new No Sound full-length album in 2013. Here's Two Monkeys alternative version. See you soon.
Monkeys here, leaning in the trees between my eyes and the sea. Someone told me once that was their home, but that their life was sad because they were alone. No matter how high they were climbing up the trees, I observed them several times from my house here. They were never at the same place for their eyes to meet, as if they'd lost the will to speak and hear. was looking far towards the sea. Their mouths closed in fear of what they could see. Their wishes to meet disappearing with years. Someone says they just lived in fear. Someone told me my house is not there anymore, and the trees are now seasoned to the shrubs. I still think about the monkeys and their trees. I've tried since then not to look far towards the sea. And so I missed my last chance to look around. And all I'm left with is the memory of the sound of the sea and their voice in the mute summer sight. Dreaming of going up high enough, maybe in a kite. No matter how high they were climbing up the trees, I observed them several times from my house here. They were never at the same place for their eyes to meet. And then they lost the will to speak and hear. Their eyes always looking far towards the sea. Their mouths closed in fear of what they couldn't see.